CSA-F2N. Yes, 40-bit encryption. I'm pretty sure it uses a 16-character key. It's weaker than AES-256, which is, like, the gold standard for industrial encryption. No computer in the entire world, no matter how powerful it is, can break it. I think that uses a 64-bit key, or 64-character key. It may be a little bit more, maybe 128 characters. That's all it is, though. It's like a your Wi-Fi password, basically. It just enters random, because the CPS software, it generates a randomized key for you, and anybody with that key can hear you, but anybody without the key, even if they're using the same encryption, can't hear you. You'll just sound, scrambled, and things like that.